Hello, welcome to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. If you are like most, you are here because you want to gain insights on how to best scale a business. To achieve optimum scaling, many metrics are important. Sales, leads, cost of customer acquisition, gross revenues. However, as you know, no statistic is as important as profits, both net and gross. For over a decade, your host, Richard Doherty, has helped his clients increase their profits, often turning them into profit-rich winners. To help listeners like you achieve stellar profits in business, Richard has written an ebook entitled Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It includes profit-making advice from Richard, as well as some of the top guests he's had on the podcast. Just for listening, it is yours free. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. Now, over to the show with Richard Doherty, founder and host.
Hello, I'm Richard, a change and transformation consultant and self-confessed fintech enthusiast. And today, we continue our series looking at the evolution of fintech in 2023.
Hello, I'm Richard Doherty, CEO and founder of Scale Up Consulting, author of Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. And today, we continue our series of podcast discussions with leaders out there in the fintech and insurtech space. And we're going into what's happening in 2023. What does 2023 look like? And super excited today to welcome back an old guest, a friend, a colleague, Dirk, onto the show. Dirk is out in Amsterdam. He's the CEO and founder at Bexico. Dirk, welcome back today.
Thank you, Richard. Always a pleasure to be here.
Cool. And listen, as we kick off, I'm asking all the guests, what excites you about 2023? What's the big things that you think are going to be happening?
Yeah, it's probably a lot. So I think it's probably a pretty broad question, but specifically, we are of course coming, or in the beginning of the year, we still had some COVID aftermath, which for us being in the automotive space was sometimes tricky. So for us, we now feel that the industry is coming alive again and really letting that period behind us. So that for us gives a lot of additional motivation to do new things, and we see it across the industry. And specifically also in the automotive industry, there are a lot of things happening. You really see the electrification of cars now speeding up. There's a lot of new auto manufacturers coming from Asia and US to the market who are changing models and the entire industry, which for us as a company also offers a lot of opportunities. I'm so super excited about that and really looking forward at the year to come.
Cool. And, obviously we were chatting a few weeks ago about today. We both sort of, circled around a topic and decided on culture, because I know you guys have done an amazing job in building up not only your company, but also the culture within inside that. So that's what we're going to be diving in today. And to kick off the discussion, I think maybe a bit of a high level overview of what you think a company culture offers employees, offers a business, and how do you actually start creating this company culture? When does it start?
Yeah, so the first part of your question, I think it's in the end, it's the backbone of your company. What you're trying to achieve as a company and where you want to go and how you get there, it's all defined by the people actually behind the company. So making sure that you have people that are aligned with that same mission, with the same DNA, the same motivation, the same values, so to say, is extremely important in a journey going actually to whatever your company mission actually can be. So I think that it's literally the backbone of your entire organization. And how do you create it? Yeah, it also depends on where you stand as a company. So in the beginning, when you found the company, it's of course guided by where you want to go and what you're trying to achieve and what kind of organization you want to be. And that normally is defined by the founding team of a company, and from there on it actually flows. But over time that of course also changes, whereas the company also changes. So, and it's something which you then on the group need to decide, does it still fits our company, and then continuously start checking and bringing that into the company. Because for us, it's the guiding principles. Who do you hire? How do you do performance reviews? How do you take decisions? And how do you let people in your organization who every day make hundreds of small decisions, provide them with a sort of framework of, yeah, what kind of organization you want to be?
Nice. And I like what you're saying there about linking values to culture. And how does a company's core values influence the overall culture of that company?
Yeah, so one of our values is that we want to be bold. You know, we want to change the status quo, and we want that in short, but it goes much, much further, of course. So that also guides your decision process, for example, in products. And constantly we need to ask ourselves, are we now making decisions where we indeed want to do things differently and really want to make an impact and do things differently? And therefore, you need to have people that follow that same logic. And if all the people follow that logic, that creates a sort of a bond together, which is in the end your culture.
I like it. And can you give us some examples of maybe how you guys get people to come together, follow that logic, and work as a team under those sort of banners of core values that you've installed?
I think it really starts with the beginning. So what we do is when we're hiring people, we take these values and also ask them, saying, okay, how do you fit with those values? Like the example of being bold. So give us examples in your life, in your previous jobs or whatsoever, where you showed that in the things you did in your life. And it starts there and then incorporate it to whatever you do in the company, which means we are having very regularly performance reviews or peer-to-peer reviews, and then actually challenging ourselves, are we still living up to these values? And that's the same in meetings and in recognition to whatever it can be in all hands meetings or whatsoever. So it's a constant repetition in your communication within the company, and it's not something which you one time said, okay, we define the company cultures, we put them on the wall, and that's it. That doesn't work. So I think if you really want to create a very strong company culture, you need to really bring it in your company, in your communication, and repeat it over and over and over again.
Oh, I like it. And I guess the core part of this, which you alluded to, is the leaders with inside that company, right? And them having the ability to influence the culture, both positively and negatively. So how do you guys go about making certain that the leaders with inside the organization have a positive influence on the culture on an ongoing basis?
Good one. So it starts with, of course, looking into the mirror when you're having strategy sessions and all of those kind of things, and then benchmark the strategy which you set for the company and the goals and everything, and then mirror it or benchmark it. Does this still fit our company culture? But it's also in the performance, or let's say the behavior of the leadership team, where you need to sometimes sit down and do that in an offside or whatsoever and challenge each other. So, I think that is something, at a certain moment, it also almost goes natural. And that, again, starts with making sure at the gate that you get people in there who live up to that, not only in their business life, but also in their entire day-to-day life, personal life. So finding the right people together and making sure that that fits and being very strict on that is the basis, if you ask me. And also taking decisions that if you see on the line that there are people who are not living up to that or changing due to what kind of reason, that you take a hard decision on, although that maybe their performance on the business side is good, but on the culture side, they're changing, that you need to take decisions on letting them go. Because having people with a different mindset or a different behavior whatsoever within a group like that can be toxic for your culture. You need to be very strict on that and sometimes need to take hard decisions.
Want to increase the profits in your business? Download Richard's ebook right now, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It will help you find new ways to increase your profits. Best of all, it's free. Go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.
I like what you're saying there, especially when you're saying it becomes natural, becomes sort of part of your DNA, becomes part of everyone's DNA. You just sort of start working together. And as you start, you know, working together, the performance level starts going up because you all expect something of the other person or the team in order to achieve a goal, right? And then obviously then leads to, you know, performance in one direction or performance in another direction, right?
It can be very simple things, you know. If it's part of your DNA or your culture or whatever term you want to give it, where we say you can always find, if you have a problem and challenge or whatsoever, always come with a solution first when you present it to the rest or what you think is the right solution. You know, if everyone is doing that and then someone is coming saying, I have this problem, but what do I need to do? And you didn't took the time to actually think about it yourself, then the other ones will actually automatically correct it. And if it then happens over and over again, and within a small team that falls to the other side, you know that you need to take action, because, you know, then that entire team or unit or whatever can start repeating that behavior.
I like it a lot, because we were talking about, and you alluded to it a couple of times, talk about performance and that little antidote that you gave us around problem solving and thinking about strategies and problem solving yourself before you present it is ultimately, it's a great test to see what and how teams can perform, right? And just thinking about this, it must be more for the listeners out there. Are there any, I don't want to say metric, maybe, are there any metrics or KPIs or stats or bits of data that you guys have or collect to give you insight as to whether your culture is heading in the right direction or on the other side, it's maybe needs a bit of tweaking somewhere?
There are a couple of things. So on the first hand, so like I said, we take these things also into our performance reviews, and therefore you can see how they score if they're still living up to it, which is not, let's say, a KPI with regard to the performance of the team. But indirectly, there are other things. So I'm a strong believer that if the company's culture is very strong and people feel very engaged, they also will not leave faster because they got better offer somewhere else or whatsoever. So there are some indirect indicators. If you see a lot of people leaving, that are indicators of that you're maybe losing it a little bit.
Nice. And obviously, you know, this is an important topic. How has culture helped shape your business and help shape you guys continue to grow, to continue to expand, and also obviously continue to retain the talent with inside your company?
Yeah, so like I said, in the end, you want to achieve something with a company. You have a mission, a vision. And for our company, that's a pretty bold one. You know, we want to really transform an industry. So like I said, you know, you're going to get a lot of setbacks, challenges and everything. So it's core that you have that people that are resistant to these kind of things and continuously keep on pushing, even when things are not going into the direction that you want, which is 9 out of 10 times the case when you're doing something new. So for us, having that culture is directly linked to performance. So if you lose that, you lose the people, you lose the stakeholders around you, you lose the investors, and you also lose, you know, your positioning as a company, because these two needs to be fully aligned. It's not that where you're having a mission and a positioning as a brand and all of those kind of things, and you have values. These two need to be fully aligned and incorporated. So if you're going to lose that part, you're actually going to lose also the part of the DNA of your company, and not only on the people side, but also on the other side.
Yeah, totally with you on that. And as we look to wrap up this session, what is the one bit of advice that you'd like to give to folk out there listening right now as we head into 2023? What should they be looking for? What should they be investing in? Or what other things would you like to talk to them about?
So regarding this topic, you know, I think, you know, take the time to really drill down what kind of organization do you want to be and make. And that's not something which you do with a couple of people. It's with let's say, it depends on how large you are as a company, but with a big group. Be extremely strict in, let's say, communicating that over and over. And take hard decisions if you feel that's going in the wrong direction on the people side, because it will help you tremendously in the end, because losing the team spirit and everything which is combined, it's also going to create a lot more work if you don't focus on it.
Awesome. Really, really great words of wisdom there. It's been really enjoyable having a chat today again. Looking forward to Fixico's continued success in 2023 and obviously all the stuff that you guys are getting up to. But yeah, thanks for coming on the show again.
No, always a pleasure, and hope to do it again soon.
Yeah, definitely. And folks, we'll be back next week with the next episode of FinTech Scaling Show, where we look at 2023 and what's coming up. Until then, have a good week.
Thank you for listening to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. Please take advantage of the free gift Richard has waiting for you. It's his new ebook, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.